money openly changing hands for those elusive Olympic tickets. The man selling has charged £100 for two judo tickets, well above the asking price. But it's illegal. Our undercover reporter asks why he's selling them.
My friends lock them.
Outside the XL Centre, several people are taking advantage of the scramble for Olympic tickets. In full view of a games official, this man with an Azerbaijan flag draped around his shoulders is selling tickets for the boxing worth £75. He says he works for the Azerbaijan Olympic Committee and the tickets belong to officials from his country. He got them for free and is charging just £20. He doesn't speak much English, so the man on the left translates.
And how much is it?
Still
what?
20. 20, okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Those people, they work, you know, in the Ministry of Azerbaijan, and the Ministry gave them these tickets to come here to support their teams, but these people doesn't give a They're just selling and making the money. Simple as that.
So
those tickets are real ones.
Yep.
And if you see tomorrow somebody wearing the Azerbaijan flag, just you approach them, you can buy.
But Sky News has made efforts to contact the Azerbaijan committee, but so far no one has been available for comment. This is the boxing ticket that Sky News obtained from the tout. Now, like all Olympic tickets, it clearly states on the back that if it's sold on, it's void. And the Met Police has been adamant that ticket touting will not be tolerated. Already 29 people have been arrested in connection with it. Many have been frustrated by the scarceness of tickets, despite television pictures showing empty seats. But the reselling of tickets is illegal. Police warn they'll take robust action against anyone who tries to cash in on the 2012 Games in this way. Jane Dougal, Sky News.